Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we are going to give away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. And we have plenty of sizes and plenty of shirts in all sizes. A lot to talk about. We haven't been talking for 3 days. A lot of history made in 3 days. First of all, I want to note, China has now eliminated press freedom in Hong Kong. Hong Kong, as you know, was a British colony. Back a little over 100 years ago, they entered into an agreement with China to turn it over to China in 99 years. When that came up, they turned it over, and China, for a period of time, gave it a very long leash. It was free. A lot of people wanted to live there. Very prosperous. Now mainland China, which calls itself the People's Republic of China. Taiwan, remember, is also China. It calls itself the Republic of China. Anyway, the People's Republic of China, which got Hong Kong back from the British, now in the last several days has sent in goon squads to smash the presses of the media there, the papers. And then they warned others about not publishing, quote, fake news, end quote. Just the way Trump attacked American newspapers. They've also, mainland China is exercising control over what candidates can even run for office. They have their slate of pro-mainland China candidates. And then they make it look like there's an election, pick another slate. They pick the slate of the opposition candidates who always lose, but they are also in the pockets of mainland China. So if you are an opposition figure there and want to protest anything, protest the incursion on press rights in Hong Kong, the arrests, all of it, you have to have the permission of mainland China to run, and even then you are bound to lose to their preferred candidate. It's a matter of time, and it's already happening, where Hong Kong will be indistinguishable from the rest of mainland China. It will be simply a communist outpost. They've also made it clear with the islands, that the fake islands they're building in the South China Sea, trying to exercise control over that whole area, and they've threatened the Philippines. Philippines are very close. They've sent fleets of what they call fishing boats, hundreds of them, to just swarm through Philippine waters pretending to fish and interfering with navigation. They've said that they will occupy it one day. They will occupy Australia. Japan is a different story, but Japan is getting alarmed. All of this is simply to say, is anything going to happen today or tomorrow? No. But long term, we've got to stop being naive. The people in mainland China are good people. They're good people all over the world. But they have had a communist government now since the end of the Second World War. And before that, they were under the sway of emperors whom they regarded as gods and couldn't even look at them for 5,000 years. This is not a people that has a history of private property or freedom at all. So keep that in mind. Hong Kong now is lost, in my view. Hong Kong is lost. We cannot permit these Chinese incursions into the Philippines, and God forbid one day into Australia and New Zealand. Going to another topic, and this is something that I applaud this hospital for doing. There is a hospital in Houston called Houston Methodist. It's a very good hospital. It is 26,000 employees. Why do they need 26,000 employees in a hospital? Well, it's not just one hospital. They have a whole network of hospitals. Whole network of hospitals in Texas, and they employ 26,000 employees. Several months ago, when the vaccine became available, they offered $500 bonuses to any employee who would get vaccinated. Now remember, these are healthcare workers. They're doctors. They're nurses. You know, nurses, you have anything from physician's assistants and to registered nurses, RNs, LPNs. These are the guts of healthcare. You have people in medical records, people who are receptionists. They all interact and get close to patients. And a lot of patients, they're not there. A lot of patients have something wrong with them. They're not there unless there's something wrong with them. And by that, I mean they have some sort of disease or they're worried about something. Not all of it's communicable. Some of it is. Some of it's COVID. They bring in COVID patients. They offered $500 bonuses, and a lot of people refused to take it. Remember, the culture in Texas, they say it's libertarian, but the fact of the matter is it's not just libertarian. This is an irresponsible state government they have there. Republican governor, attorney general. Attorney general's under indictment. Gerrymandered state legislature trying desperately to suppress the vote. We're going to get to that later today. But this is not a normal state government. It's not a normal culture in the sense of what do you do if you should be vaccinated or your employer wants you to be vaccinated. What happened just now, so many people said they wouldn't take the vaccine, and these are healthcare workers. Houston Methodist said, you must get the vaccine or you must leave your employment. You can quit or you'll be fired, but you must get the vaccine. I support that hospital 100%. 100%. Federal regulatory agencies, the EEOC and others, have already ruled or opined that an employer can require an employee to be vaccinated or to wear a mask or whatever the safety protocol is. Now, they didn't get into this, but it seems to me that it should be somewhat related to their employment. For instance, if you have an employee who works remotely and is in another state or another country, never sees a customer, never sees one of your sales employees, never sees anybody, you have less of an interest in controlling their private conduct. But if you have somebody who interacts with customers, interacts with sales groups or salespeople, attends in-person meetings, the employer has an absolute right to say, I am not going to have COVID sweep through this the way it sweeps through meatpacking plants, the way the governors of South Dakota and Iowa shamefully stood by while meatpackers, people in the cutting line, jammed together, no protections, got COVID and died in large numbers. Now, with Houston Methodist, I can't think of an industry or a business that has more reason to tell its employees, get vaccinated. It's a hospital. People are coming in all the time, sick patients. Some of the patients don't have COVID. The hospital doesn't want them to get COVID from their own employees. There is no business, no industry that is more justified in telling their employees they must be vaccinated than a hospital. And it is lawful to do it. In Texas, they're pushing back. They're pushing back. We'll see what happens. If it goes into federal court, I think there's a very good chance that the federal judge will uphold Houston Methodist. If it goes into state court, who knows? Does Katie bar the door? You might get a fair judge, a dispassionate, independent judge who knows the law, and yet you might get a Trump acolyte. This has got to be resolved. Healthcare professionals around this country must be vaccinated if they're going to interact with the public, with patients, and with other staff. Period, end of story. Period, end of story. Now, you can say that there is an exceptional case where somebody is allergic to the vaccine truly. In other words, no baloney. Or somebody would have a reaction that would be fatal or that would be very health concerning. I'm not aware of that at all. But we'll treat that on an independent basis. And if there's somebody that can't be vaccinated, here's the way you handle it. You do not let them you reassign them. You maintain their salary, but you reassign them to something where they don't come in contact with anybody. There must be jobs in hospitals where they can work remotely on records, that kind of thing. But for the vast number of those employees, virtually all of them, 26,000, you have these people who go, well, no, I have my rights. Well, yeah, you have your rights and I have my rights. And neither of us has the right to infect the other with a communicable disease that can kill you. That's pretty basic. It's very, very basic. My theory is, and I'm going to tell you right now, the vaccine, the coronavirus seems silent, but let's say it was like the plague in the 14th century and people got terrible sores all over their body and were facially disfigured. Then in a heartbeat, everybody would say, you better get vaccinated. People's vanity is if they are going to look bad from it, they wouldn't put up with it. But if it's silent and they figure they can dodge it, then suddenly they get very, very libertarian. Well, libertarianism stops at healthcare. You go in to be examined by a doctor or a nurse, they better be vaccinated. And they're going to have protective gear on because you may not have been vaccinated. I don't think this is a difficult issue, and I want to get that off my chest. Houston Methodist is doing exactly the right thing. They have 26,000 employees, and they have got to be vaccinated. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.